This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Gaza cell system is on its knees and collapsing.
The World Health Organization chief said on Sunday it will be all but impossible to improve the catastrophic situation in Gaza, even if an emergency WHO motion passes to secure more medical access. Also speaking at the emergency meeting, Dr. Teresa Zakaria, also with WHO.
From 30 November, there has been a sharp increase in overall daily fatalities.
Such WHO emergency sessions are rare and have occurred during health crises, including during the COVID-19 pandemic. The ceremony to award the Nobel Peace Prize held today in Oslo.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2023 goes to Nargis Mohammadi for her courageous fight for freedom and human rights over three decades.
Mohammadi is in jail in Iran. The award was accepted by her children for her, who read a speech smuggled out of the Iranian jail. At COP28, the president, Sultan Al-Jaber, says they are making progress, but they are not making it fast enough.
I want everyone to come ready, to be flexible, and to accept compromise. And I told everyone not to come with any prepared statements and no prescribed positions.
The big goal is to get a consensus on how to start scaling back the use of fossil fuel around the globe. It is the number one cause of climate change. This is VOA News. Egypt is holding presidential elections. The polls are open. We expect to have the results on December 18th. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Sunday just before voting began there in a Patriots-only district election. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports the rules of marginalized former popular opposition figures in the city amid a national security clampdown.
At least three pro-democracy groups, including moderates and even some pro-Beijing figures, failed to secure enough nominations. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee said after he cast his ballot, the district councillors will take care of the interest of the community because they are patriots participating in and servicing our community. The regulation changes further narrow electoral freedoms in the former British colony. It returned to Chinese rule in 1997. The crackdown under a 2020 China-imposed national security law has led to arrests of former district councillors and the disbandment of major opposition parties.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says some Western governments say the China-imposed national security law has been used to crack down on dissent. The president of the University of Pennsylvania in the United States has tendered her resignation. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says that's according to a message sent by the chair of the school board's trustees.
Liz McGill came under fire after she declined to say outright during a congressional hearing that calling for the genocide of Jews would violate Penn's code of conduct.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
She faced growing calls to resign, even as she sought to clarify her position in a social media post.
I was not focused on, but I should have been, the irrefutable fact that a call for genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate.
McGill has agreed to stay on until an interim president is appointed and will remain a tenured faculty member, according to the chair of the Board of Trustees.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, who says along with McGill, Harvard University's president and the president of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also testified under attack for the same issue. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA 1.